Hello, this is Grace Community Church at the Wotilla Shelter in Place in the Mendocino area of Northern California. Thanks for joining us. I am here with my wife, three daughters, and our son behind the camera, and we are just privileged to be with you today. We do this quite often where we do kind of the home church. Based upon Acts 2, verse 46, where it says they met in the temple and in house to house and from house to house. And so I want to, for those of you that don't know us, I'm Z Wotilla. This is my lovely wife, Joya. We will have been married 30 years in December. And we have an oldest son that has certain ties to Grace Community Fellowship as the pastor of Grace is Greg Escher, our dear friend. And his one and only daughter, is married to our oldest son. So Faith is married to Joe and Josiah, and they are probably welcoming us and joining us from their home in Sonoma. So in the meantime, I thought I would introduce some of us for those of you that may not know us well. This is our oldest daughter, Joyanna.
Hello.
Joyanna, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 23. I did 3 years at Hillsong College studying songwriting, which I don't know if a lot of you know what that is, but it is an amazing Bible college in Sydney, Australia. I was there for 3 years. Then I served at their New York campus for a year. And now I'm at Dallas Baptist University getting a degree in criminal psychology.
And this is our second daughter, Grace.
Yeah, so I about 2 years ago graduated from a year course at Christ for the Nations in Dallas Bible College. Got my minister's license and then went across the world with Jesus with YWAM. Went to Hawaii, then to Africa, Swaziland, and South Africa. And now I'm going to be serving in Dallas and most likely going to Dallas Baptist University.
Our youngest daughter, Victoria, has also been active.
I'm 19. I did YWAM Youth with a Mission for about a year. Went to Israel for 2 months and about to go to Bible college in Colorado.
And our son, Jordan.
I'm 14 and I make films. I go to Trask Academy of Fine Arts, which is a school where you can do academics and good school.
You want to come look at the camera?
No.
Okay, never mind. He's a great photographer and camera guy. So what we thought we'd do here today is do church in maybe a little different setting than others might think of church. I ask you guys often, how many churches are there?
One.
There's one church. Christ has one church. Many congregations, thousands of congregations, if not millions of congregations, but he has one body, one faith, one baptism. So we take the church with us wherever we go. And the goal of, I believe God's goal is not that we have church, we go to attend a church. I think public meetings are wonderful. I think they're important. We're not to forsake the gathering together. Unless the government tells you for a time that you have to. But public gatherings are wonderful, but they oftentimes are done, except for maybe the singing and worship, by a few, and others listen and attend. Whereas it's good for us to get solid teaching, good for us to have corporate worship, but we are to be interacting with one another in a daily walk that are provoking one another to righteousness, to holiness, to godliness, speaking to one another. So I thought we'd open up with some scriptures. So I gave out three scriptures. Do you guys know which ones you're doing when you read the reference and the scripture?
So I'll be reading Ephesians 5, 15 to 21. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So we're to be talking to each other. Read that passage again there. To one another in
psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit.
Awesome. Okay, what's the next one?
Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
So twice in different passages, he talks about us talking and dialoguing with one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, in word, in deed. We're to have fellowship. That's the active Christian walk, is fellowshipping with one another. And so that's where a setting like this should be happening in every Christian home in America.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just on a Sunday morning when we're in quarantine, but that is to be a part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that when we are together, we try to do regularly, is speak to one another what God's saying. A scripture that God has been putting on our heart and in our mind lately. What we're seeing in the body of Christ, what we're seeing in one another, even speaking things to each other that maybe aren't always comfortable, but hey, I see this and I love you,
right,
and I don't want to see you go down this road, and I just want to present this to you. That's what the Christian walk is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It really is, and that's what it's meant to be. Sometimes we take the Declaration of Independence for the United States of America and we apply it to every area of our life, that we're independent from everyone. But as a body of Christ, we're to be interdependent.
Right.
We're to realize that we don't have all the answers. And we, and those that love us and know us, that we're in fellowship with, that make us uncomfortable at times.
Right.
That speak to us the truth because they love us and care for us. That's how we grow. Iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're part of. So, Grace, what was the third scripture we were going to read?
Ephesians 5:15-21. Be very careful. What?
That's the one I just read.
Oh, you just read that one? Oh, is it 1 Corinthians 14:26?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I just heard this one.
While you're looking up Corinthians 14, we're going to go ahead and...
I got it.
Speak loudly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a reverence, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up.
Wow. So we're actually supposed to be speaking to one another. And that means whether we live at home, we have to, for those that may live at home alone, it's a situation where we have to purposely gather together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of us live together. We're in one another as close family. We're in one another's lives generally on a daily or several times a week basis. It's easier for us. But I would like to challenge those that live alone that it takes extra work to fellowship. And it can be difficult because it takes risk. It takes rejection at times.
Vulnerability,
exactly. But I would encourage that even more so, you have to go outside of yourself to develop relationships and friendships with other believers in the body of Christ that care and love for you and want to speak into your life and to be spoken to, the spiritual hymns, the songs, the words, just that is so important. So I want to encourage you to do that. So one of the things we thought we'd start with is just a couple songs. We're going to sing and make melody in our heart, like the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you lead us, Victoria and Grace?
Okay.
shout out, bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that's within me shout out. Shout out, bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that's within me shout out. Shout out, have your way, have your way.
By our works, God, that you came and died on a cross, God, for our sins. You came out of love and devotion to that which was lost, God, that we could mirror your image even in a house, God, that doesn't have to be in a structured building, God, because that we, your temple is within us now. Your temple is within us now. So God, we call forth the Davids to go back into the temple. We call forth your people, your priesthood, to remind themselves that their building is within and not without. Thank you, Jesus, that there is nothing that has saved us but your precious, precious blood. So as we sing this old hymn, God, will you remind us that nothing,
what can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
but your blood, nothing but the blood that poured on us. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood.
Special song here, but the piano's out of tune, right?
Yeah, it's really out of tune. Super out of tune right now.
Both Joanna and Grace and Victoria are songwriters, and Grace has written some beautiful anointed songs that we were hoping to bring at least one of them to you. But we are going to just move forward. This is going to be a little different. I've preached many a times, but I'm more just going to share kind of what's on my heart, and I'm going to open it up for dialogue of what God's speaking to you, kind of what we talked about in the beginning. I'll mention a little bit how we're here. We had Joya's mother had a really bad injury, life-threatening emergency that was rushed. She was rushed to the hospital, and so we came here almost a month ago to be with her and
help her recover,
and it's been a really bonding time, but we've been sheltering in place. We live in Dallas, although we grew up here on the coast. Joy and I grew up at the Lord's Land when I met her when I was 7 and she was 5. And so we have a love for the coast, but we live in Dallas now, and I think it's opening up soon for us to be able to go back. But we are here and we are blessed. And during this time, God has been speaking to us, and we've been bonding in His Word and hearing His voice. And what was on my heart today, and I want to read 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. But we are in a critical time, really, in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. Certainly the history of our country. We have never been through a stay-at-home order for a long period of time. I don't know if there's ever been in America a stay-at-home order for just about everyone, even for a short period of time, not during World War II, not during 9/11,
right.
The Great Depression. There's been pivotal times in our country's history, but this is different.
Yeah.
And oftentimes signs and wonders get minimized or overblown. But there's a lot in the Word about signs and wonders. In fact, where we get the phrase signs of the times is generally to be considered from Matthew 24, where the apostles came to Jesus and said, "What are the sign of your return? What are the signs of your return?" And he went through a whole description of events that would happen, wars, rumors of wars, signs in the heavens. But he does mention signs.
Yeah.
Isaiah talks about, "This shall be a sign unto you." You should, you know, talking about the Messiah. The wise men said that a sign you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. So signs are just wake-up calls for us. And I think we would be amiss as the body of Christ to take this as just, okay, we're dealing with this and we go on life as usual. When something that's never happened before happens, it's time to take note.
Right.
Because nothing happens on earth that doesn't first happen in heaven.
Yeah.
There are things in the heavenly unseen realms that line up, that God's at work doing angelic work that's manifested on the earth later. But we oftentimes don't get it as believers until it's happening. But when we do, we better go, okay, we got to change how everything's going and go, "Lord, what are you speaking? What are you saying? What is the future? Things are different." When Moses showed up at Egypt with a rod and a word from the Lord and Aaron, his brother, the children of Israel, their lives were never the same. Mm-hmm. Within a short time, they would be moved, maybe as many as 2 or 3 million people, completely moved to a different place. Mm-hmm. So, all that to say, we as a body of Christ need to hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to us as a corporate body, but also in our own personal lives. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. For some of us, it means continue to occupy and do what we're doing. For Joanna, that's still finishing college. There's been no change in that. Victoria, you've been feeling maybe differently, that you're supposed to be doing something in preparing for the days instead of going to the university that you're planning on going, that you're going to do some more Bible instruction at a Bible college. So what is the alignment? And so I want to line that up with the scripture here in 2 Peter 3. This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version, ESV. "In both of them, I'm stirring you up in your sincere mind by the way of a reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water," he's talking about the flood here, "and perished. But by the same word, like in the times of the flood, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire." We know that the earth will not be destroyed by a flood, but it says that the earth will burn at one day with a fervent heat. And that's what he says, "that now exist are being stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that they should all reach repentance. But the day of the Lord, which is talking about his return, will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Now here's the challenge. Because all this is going to happen, whether it happens in our lifetime or not, it will happen. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire again and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. It's going to go on. It goes on there. But I want to say, the last scripture here is, I'm going to read, is, therefore, we know through study that we see the word therefore, we go and we say, okay, it's telling you to go back and realize what the therefore is there for. Beloved, since you are waiting for these things, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. In these trying times,
right,
I've met more people, I think, that are moved by fear.
Yeah.
But he's saying in this passage, we're not of this world.
That's right.
We're looking for the things, we're looking for the things, the hastening of the coming of the day of God, because which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt. We are waiting for new heavens and a new earth.
Right.
Now that doesn't mean that we're unwise about the day. Doesn't mean we're not preparing and occupying until he comes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know what our assignment is. Mm-hmm. But it's important to know that we're on assignment.
Yeah.
Because our lives are not our own. We've been bought with a price. We belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
And our eternal dwelling place is our true home.
Right.
We're in a home now. We're going to be at our home in Texas again. But those are our tabernacles, our tents,
right,
our dwelling places. They are not our eternal home.
Mm-hmm.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we keep that in mind in our daily lives. And that's what he says, keeping these in mind, these things in mind, how then are we to live?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And can I add something to that? I think that is so true. And going back to Ephesians 5, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And then I want to stop there for a second, meaning that we have come to a place where, yes, we need to be alert. It's not saying, don't be alert. It's saying, yeah, because sometimes people think, oh, I'm being alert, I'm not being led by fear. But you can tell by the reaction they're being led by fear. And so what I mean to say is that in this time, even more than ever, should we be holding not onto one, not of things of this world, but holding onto him even more so. That what is foolish to the world is holy to God, and what is holy to the world is foolish to God. And so what I mean to say is, I feel like in this time, people, actually believers, are not knowing the difference between alert and fear.
Boy, that's so true.
And it makes me also go back to Ephesians, also the other Ephesians, where it talks about not warring against flesh and blood, but against the principalities. But then it talks about the armor of God, right? Yeah. And there's a scripture that says, and with your feet with readiness that comes with the gospel of feet, about preparation, meaning your feet is ready, and that's going to bring the gospel of peace, meaning that we should be in preparation of what is to come, prepare ourselves for what is to come, and not be ignorant of it, but also be led by what is after the readiness, peace.
Yeah. Wow, the preparation of the gospel of peace yeah. is part of our armor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's part of our armor that we are ready, and we're ready right. to give peace. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So when we share Jesus, we should be sharing peace.
Good.
Even in difficult times, we can share out of, it's back on, we can share out of peace, not out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I am concerned that it seems like many of us are operating out of fear, as if we're in the same scale or we're working off the same platform that the world is. But we are not to be doing that. We are to be sharing peace because this is not our home. Our days are numbered by God.
Right.
And we are to share love and peace and joy to others because those are the fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my other, along the lines of what you were saying there, I feel like it's very important that we keep, that we honor authority, we honor the laws that are at hand, but we also, our attitudes
yeah.
need to be an attitude of hope, of joy.
And that's the verse right under that. It says after, that's what it says, that do not get drunk. It's saying that don't be wise. And then under it says, and speaking to one another with the psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your hearts, the Lord, always giving thanks to the Father of everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that he was thanking after preparation. He's like, prepare. Don't fall into sin, but prepare. And then it gives a thankful heart. And then under that talks about submit to one another out of reverence of Christ.
Oh, that's good.
So it's talking about prepare. Don't fall into sin. Lean on the holiness of God while having rejoicing, good attitude, and then submit to each other.
And I have to tell you, that's a difficulty for me during this time. I get so grieved by the fear and the overreaction, in my opinion. I mean, a lot of reaction is good, but the fearful overreaction that I get in the flesh. I do. And I want to argue these points, but we're to walk. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness, goodness. Against these, there are no laws. And so we can have that attitude in our lives, whether we're frustrated by laws that seem unreasonable, which I think there are plenty, and there are, as well as concerns for those that are hurting, for those that are sick, for those that are ailing. Let's continue on. Is Greg in the way of that camera, Jordan? Okay. Well, it is what it is.
Is it recording?
Does anybody else have anything they want to add, like Grace, to this?
I don't think it's recording, is it?
Or we're just going to wait for some.
Well, we have the other camera going, too.
That was actually pretty good. You want to wrap it up with that? Or you want to continue?
I want to continue a little bit.
Continue a little bit.
I have something honey when you're ready.
Yes. Why don't you go ahead and go? All right. We're going to wrap it up soon, but I want to hear from you guys.
Something that I think is really important is that when things like this happen, we always think, okay, well, what is God doing? Because God is clearly doing something that we may not see, but we don't have to get nervous about it. But we can be more aware, but we can really enter into God's presence, enter into God's his purpose and see what he's doing. And to not only give us relief, but give others hope.
Yes.
As simple as
amen. That is.
And I was thinking too, like we were talking about this, there is in the natural such reason for fear. But in Matthew 25, it talks about the 10 virgins. And it's a reminder that we have to nurture our own individual walk with the Lord.
Right.
We can't borrow it from someone else.
Ooh, that's a
we
word.
Can't,
that's good,
you know, we have some of the best churches in Texas, just 5 hours from here is Bethel with anointed worship. But when all the props are put aside, you know, we have to hear the Lord.
Oh, that's
and
good.
It was Hebrews 3:15 that says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. That we have to be listening daily. We have to be nurturing. We have to have our own oil. They
right.
weren't being mean, saying, I have my own oil. You have to get your own. And I think that's how we guard our hearts from fear, is that we have to have that daily walk with him, nurturing and hearing. And he often, you know, it's we go through seasons where sometimes we can't hear, but that's where we walk by faith. We read his word, he and believe what he says, regardless of how we feel. And it's the other thing we were talking about is Hebrews 10:25, again, not forsaking the gathering, even if it's small groups, even if it's just your
that's
family,
right.
that is a commandment
that's,
from the
that's
word.
So true.
And we're not to fear people, we're to fear God. But some of our favorite Bible studies we've done, I'm thinking about with Paul and Sue Brown, is when we would just take a chapter and read it together out loud, go through 1st and 2nd Corinthians and dialogue, that we need to be, you know, nurturing and just sharing whatever the Lord is showing us personally. And then the third thing that was really on my heart is Deuteronomy 31:6 that says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave or forsake us. And that's one of the reasons why we gather, is because we have to remind each other, this is strange. It says, be watchful and pray so that this day does not overtake you as a thief in the night.
That's so
and
good.
To have our lamps filled, no one can do it for us. We have to have our daily walk, but we also pour and encourage each other remind each other, this is not our portion.
This
heaven
is, right.
is real.
It's
but
good.
We've got to encourage each other while it's called today.
So good.
So good. How about you, Yanni?
Yeah. I was just remembering my favorite verse, which is in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And I think it's really important for all of us to remember that there is a spiritual battle. In this time,
yes.
that there are wars happening, but God is victorious. He's absolutely victorious right now. And so I think what's important is for us to focus on what is eternal. What is eternal is us. We are eternal. We have eternal spirits that are connected to God. And so take care of the people in your life. Take care of, it went on again, but take care of the people that are in your family, that are in your friend group. Don't allow this time to cause you to, not care for each other. Don't allow bitterness to set in your heart.
That's isolate
so
mentally.
Don't allow yourself to isolate. Don't allow yourself to be consumed by the past, by what you may feel you have lost. We've all lost something, some more than others, and that's definitely something that will require healing. But God is faithful, and he gave us each other. He gave us each other to strengthen each other, to encourage each other, and to just comfort each other, to be there together. So though there are certain laws we have to adhere by, you don't need distance to be able to love someone. You can do that over the phone. You can do that through text message. You can do that with each other. So
yeah, that's
love it.
Say.
That's good. As we isolate physically, we do not isolate spiritually or
that's
emotionally.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Because we're going to be back together, and we're setting a habit.
Yes.
And that's one of my biggest concerns is that are we developing socially distancing habits that keep us even further away from people. We are spiritually to be one. We are spiritually to emotionally to be unified.
Yes.
So why don't we finish this time together in prayer?
Yeah.
And I'll lead out. Anyone that feels led, please do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us our own congregations. Lord God, our homes are our tabernacles. They are to be places that are fashioned for the Lord's presence. As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that was the example for the whole nation. That declaration of him and his household spread to the whole multi-million group of people that were there. Father, that's the pattern that you want, is that our homes would be saved, that our homes would be unified, that our homes would be healed. There would be love, there would be truth, that we would share the truth in love in our homes, in our small groups of close-knit friends. So that, Father, we have something to give when we go out and share your name publicly. When we go out and share that Jesus is real, it's more than just our profession of faith, which is important. It's our lifestyle of faith, that you are alive, you are working in us, that, Father God, that you care for us, and you care for your body. Lord, we believe that you will do a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit before you come.
God.
That many will be saved, because as we read, you do not desire that anyone should perish, but that, Father, that they would all be found in you and saved by you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would do a mighty work. Bring those that are away from you, prodigals, back to you, even today. Bring those that are don't know you to truly know you in this time. God, we ask that. And we ask that fear would not take our heart, but faith. Because greater are you that are in us than anything in the world. And we thank you, Lord. Our hearts go out to those that are hurting, those that are sick, for family members of those that have lost loved ones.
Yes.
God, we ask that you comfort the
Lord.
Afflicted.
Yes, Father.
We ask that, Father, you bring peace and comfort.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the great comforter. And we thank you, Lord. God, I ask also that peace would be prevalent in the homes of your believers.
Yes.
Peace, joy, and love. These are your fruits.
Yes.
These are the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ending live video. Very, very good. Excellent.